Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Welcome. Should you want to call in, and you are really encouraged to call in, call 805-564-1290, or our toll-free number is 866-564-1290. We also accept email questions before and during the show at bruce@brucesalen.com. And please, you can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. And my Facebook page just surpassed 2,000 members, and or likes, as they now call it. And I would really love you to join the community. We have people from all over the world that have joined our A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Just find me on Facebook, A Dad's Point of View. I would like to say a special hello to my son, Arnie, who had some minor surgery yesterday. So if you're listening, Arnie, I hope you're feeling better. I love you very much. And I am going to play the song that you wrote for my show later on. In fact, just in a little bit. I attended a really terrific local event that I want to talk about at the Montecito Country Club on this past Sunday. It was called Taste of the Nation. It was a benefit to end childhood hunger. And there were some great local foods and wines. But I especially enjoyed the the food goodies offered by proprietors Caitlin Scholl and Jason Olsese. If I have not said that right, Jason, please forgive me. But they operate and owned the quite terrific Square One restaurant over on 14 East Coda Street. I was especially struck by the homemade bacon that they had. I'd never quite tasted bacon like that. I also sampled some of the 14 different wines that Larry Schaefer makes over at his boutique winery called Tercero Wines. That's T-E-R-C-E-R-O. He makes 14 different wines and only at this point is producing about 1,000 cases. It's truly, obviously, a labor of love. He's got a unique vision of winemaking and is clearly willing to set his own course and do it his way, and I totally identify with that, and I enjoyed it immensely. Peter Frazier was there, and he's the owner and winemaker at Scott Cellars, and he also shared some of his excellent wines and vintages. I had to push my way through the crowd to get to his booth. It was great. There were other great restaurants and wineries offering up wonderful tastes and sips, and it was a pleasure to get to know people here in Santa Barbara, all of whom were extremely friendly. We actually talked up a photographer hoping to get a nice picture of my wife and I, and she graciously took some photos that I have yet to see. So Trinity Wheeler, where are those pictures? All in all, we had a lot of fun. One of the things I want to do with this show, if you haven't noticed already, is provide a variety of music. I, in college, in fact, taught a class on music and films of the 50s and 60s. And I think I know a lot about music, with the exception of 90s music and a limited knowledge of disco, for which I am grateful. I also do not really know much about hip-hop or rap, but that probably is my age. But you will hear a variety of music from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And you will also hear, every now and then, something that maybe my son comes up with. And to that end, my son Arnie Salen is a very talented musician. I may read later in the show about his extraordinary onstage duet with Chris Cornell of Soundgarden and Audioslave that took place about 3 weeks ago. But I asked him to create a theme song for me. Unfortunately, I didn't give him the genre, and he decided he would do it in his inimitable fashion, a very hard rock version. So this is the debut of my son Arnie Salen's effort to make the Bruce Salen theme song. Let's take a listen, Richard.
Bruce Salen, a dad's point of view. Bruce Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen, he knows what to do. Bruce Salen, a dad's point of view.
Thank you, Arnie, and that is the world debut of the Bruce Salen theme show song that we will not be using. But I do hope at some point he will do an acoustic version for me because he is brilliant on all instruments, but of course I'm not the least bit biased. I'm just a proud dad. Anyway, I want to also talk about something we have planned for Father's Day and give you a heads up. Father's Day, if you don't know and if you haven't made plans, it's June 20th. We will have a special Father's Day show on June 17th. My intention is to read tributes to your father. I am going to read a tribute to my late dad, who's been gone 4 years and was a truly wonderful man, a simple man, but a man of courage, a man of great strength, but especially a man that loved my mom with all his heart and soul. I've written tributes to him that I've delivered at his at his funeral, and I will read a short version of that probably on June 17th. But I really encourage you to send me your own tributes, and I will read as many as I can on air. And so please send them to bruce@brucesallin.com. Speaking of emails, I have one here right from Melanie here in Santa Barbara. Bruce, I'm loving your show so far and have mentioned it to all my mom friends. It's so rare to hear a dad talk on these subjects, and it's much appreciated. Thanks for what you do. Well, thank you, Melanie. Now I hope you'll call in and say hello directly, which reminds me, we're not yet getting you all you listeners to call in. Are you bashful? Are you afraid I'll bite your head off? I promise I'll mostly be nice. We have a call. I wonder who this could be. Who's on the line?
Dad, this is your son.
My son who?
Arnie.
Arnie who?
Arnie Sallin, your son.
Oh, hey, Arnie, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you listen to the live debut of the Bruce Sallin theme song?
I couldn't. It wasn't working.
Oh, well, you remember the guy who recorded it, right?
Yeah, that was me.
I know. Do you think it's possible you could do an acoustic version of that?
Yeah, I might be able to. I don't know.
Well, I know your style of music is, my son recently discovered, and you could talk about it if you'd like, Arnie, but he recently discovered that I had a turntable in the garage. Well, I thought in his mind that went the way of the 8-track. Well, he hooked up the turntable and then he said, "Hey Dad, can I go through your old albums?" So I have about, 500, 600, 700, 800 albums I've accumulated over the years. And my son carefully went through all of them. Tell me if I'm wrong, Arnie. And he picked out about 3 that he thought were acceptable. And he came back to me and he said, "Dad, what's with all this folk music?" So he did pick out a couple Beatles albums. I think he found the original Doors albums. He didn't understand what mono meant, because some of the albums actually had a mono label. Specifically Sgt. Pepper's, which, if I recall well, when Sgt. Pepper's came out, it was one of the first albums that came out in both stereo and mono, and the stereo version had a yellow tab across the top that said stereo. But I bought the mono version because I didn't know better. Anyway, is that true, Arnie? Did you find a lot of brilliant music in my collection?
Just about 4 albums.
Well, thank you very much. And do you think we're on the same page when it comes to music?
Somewhat, not really, though.
All right, Arnie, listen, I'll let you go. Don't forget to clean up the dog poop.
All right.
Okay, and any other chores you have. And I really love you, and I hope you feel much better after your minor surgery. Thanks for calling in, son.
I can't really clean up the dog poop.
I'll talk to you later. Anyway, my show will cover a wide range of topics, much as my weekly column does, which appears first in the Santa Barbara News Press and then in newspapers and websites all over the world. The topics will include obvious parenting things, such as raising boys. I've only raised boys, so I don't talk about girls. But I'll talk about gender issues, single-parent dating, and things along that nature. Today's topic is, were your father or mother there for you? And it's inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column of the same name. You can find my columns on my website, brucesallin.com, and read it here in the Santa Barbara News Press, my home paper. I would like to encourage you to, as I said, call in anytime. It is time for a break, and my producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me that. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Sallin Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSP AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Must blow wherever my